Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about early childhood care. And today, thousands of educators who are providers and parents march for the New Deal for Early Years. The Together for Early Years coalition is calling on the next government to increase funding so that it reduces fees for parents, increase pay for educators, and supports the sustainability of their services. And as we speak, they are marching on the streets and on the line at the moment. I have three of them, and I spoke to Elaine Dunn Murphy, who's the from the Federator of Early Childcare Providers, and she's on the air with us. And also I have Claire Casey. I can hear them in the background. She is from the Early Years Teacher. And Rona Gomez, who is a teacher in the, I think it's Irish Preschool. And they're all on the air talking to me today. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Okay. Now, very quickly, I want to come to you one at a time if I possibly can. Elaine, we spoke to you there last week. I think you got a better turnout than you expected. There's a bit of a change of plan. You're now actually not just standing outside creches. You're actually out on the streets protesting. And just to remind people again what it is you're actually looking for, in relation to funding, necessary funding for the mechanism for living wage, etc. What is it exactly you're looking for?
We're looking for more funding. To be put into all the schemes so that we can give a living wage to our staff. We're looking for respect from all the government departments. We don't want to be neglected anymore. Our parents shouldn't be neglected. We shouldn't be neglected. So today, the turnout here is absolutely outstanding. Mm-hmm. It's well over what we expected. I've no idea of numbers, but well over 10,000.
Have a guess, Elaine. How many do you think?
I would say well over 10,000. Well over.
All right, that's absolutely wonderful that you got that kind of support. Now, I know for a lot of parents listening today, it's been a bit of a tough day because obviously you're not there to mind their kids today, but I hope they have a level of understanding as to why you're there. And I want to go to Claire Casey as well, who's an early years teacher. Claire, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Congratulations on having this wonderful protest today.
Thanks very much.
A lot of support. As an early years teacher, what part of this affects you the most? Is it the pay, or is it the lack of funding by the state, or is it, you talk about establishing a streamlined inspection process as well with a graded compliance system? I mean, in other words, the regulations.
It's absolutely everything, Niall. Everything just comes together. I suppose there's a load of us. Everybody has to have training in order to work with children. So everyone has at least a level 5, but loads of us have level 8s. That includes then 6s and 7s, obviously. So we've all invested money into our training. We have to have due courses to keep ourselves up to date with everything that's going on. We do courses in our own time. So we give up Saturdays and weeknights. We don't get paid for that either. I don't know, there's just loads, like even...
You're responsible for the most vulnerable in society.
We're responsible for the most vulnerable in society, as you say, and I think people just look on us sometimes as glorified babysitters. Definitely the government does, because even coming in the run-up to the budget, we looked for the living wage at least.
Which is 12:30, yeah. I mean,
12:30 an hour, and we weren't even given that.
Okay, so in your particular creche that you work in, and you don't have to mention the name, but if you don't want to, how many staff would there be?
In where I work in Cayman Abioga, okay. In Ennis.
Right.
And there's 8 of us.
Okay, and what would the average wage be? For the ones that are looking after kids.
I couldn't tell you what everyone is on.
But per hour?
We'd have, I think it can go up, say, from about 12 to 18 euro an hour. And that's because we have an exceptional employer, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Most people wouldn't get that.
Okay. So you're out there fighting for others as well as yourself and those.
Our employer recognises what we do and she does the best she can. But, you're just... you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, to be honest with you.
Okay, and for the parents who are paying big money to have their kids looked after and their kids educated, I mean, there isn't massive profits in this business. There really isn't, because there's a lot of high cost.
It's very underfunded, because currently the government, our funding is 0.2 GDP, whereas the average is, I think, 0.08 or something. So we're only given 20 quarter.
So you want that? You want the government to double that funding?
At the very, very least.
Yeah, okay.
They need to do an awful lot more.
Okay, let me go to Rona as well. Rona Gomez,
okay.
Who's also a teacher. Rona, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Niall?
Great to hear all that support in the background. I can hear them all shouting there.
The background is fantastic, and I think everyone is really enthused by the fact that there is so much support. Even yesterday, when we were reminding parents that we were closing, we were getting so much support from parents as well, that they really recognise how important it is to support the earlier sector and what we're doing. So that really makes a lot, you know.
And I suppose the message out there to parents who've been discommoded today is just to be patient and to support you. And I know most of them are supporting you, even though it may discommode them a little bit today to have to get someone to look after their kids while they go to work. And I know a lot of those parents are actually out on the protest with you today.
They are. There's quite a few. I've even seen a few buggies there. So some children have come along as well. So that's really lovely for us as well. But it's not just, you know, we understand that the parents are under pressure, and, you know, people forget that we're parents as well. We have children as well. So I think the government and the politicians, especially with the general election coming up on Saturday, they need to be aware that we will also be casting our vote. And when you look at the manifestos that Fianna Gael, Fianna Fáil, they don't have us, they haven't made us a priority, and they need to.
Yeah, I was surprised after... I spoke to Elaine last week, and I know Elaine has been on a couple of radio stations, and I know you guys have been out and about and putting press releases out, and I was surprised last night that it wasn't even mentioned in the debate, in any of the debates.
Exactly.
I actually haven't heard it mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an important part, because really, when we look at housing and we look at everything else, this is an important ingredient in it, because obviously parents have to go to work to pay their mortgages, to get their house, and to do that, they have to put their children into childcare. So in saying that, it's an important ingredient in society.
Most certainly is, and they're always saying that they want to support women in the workplace and to support women to go out and work, but those, you know, women cannot go out to work if they have nowhere safe to leave their child, and where they can be confident that their child is being looked after properly.
All right.
We are an important fabric of
society. Okay, so somebody just sent me in a text who's actually at the protest at the moment, and they reckon there's over 20,000 people there.
Well, it looks like that. It's amazing. The sea of colour here is just fantastic.
And whereabouts are you now? Are you walking now?
I'm just coming down O'Connell Street. Yeah, we're moving up into the just past the fire, outside
Easton's. Okay, so just a reminder, by the way, for motorists in the area, avoid the area, obviously, if you don't want to get stuck there for a little while.
Unless you want to join in.
Honk your horn or something like that if you're
do.
Not too frustrated. So there's about 20,000 is marching down O'Connell Street at the moment. Mm-hmm. This sounds like a wonderfully successful protest.
It is. It's really important, and it's so important for us, because we've been getting involved in this now for the last few years with the Big Start campaign. And SIPQ have been so supportive as well. But we need all of the groups, the early childhood groups, to come together. And we need that collective voice for things to change.
Okay, let me go to Sinead Ducey as well, who's from the Federation of Early Childhood. Hi, Sinead, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm up the very front of the protest right now. We're at the end of O'Connell Street by Daniel O'Connell's statue right now.
Right.
And we're about to turn left on the quay.
Okay, so where is the protest going, just for motorists in the area?
We are going to government buildings.
Right.
The Gardaí are looking after all the traffic, so everything's gone really, really smoothly. And we're coming up to the back of Pier Street, and then we're going around Marion Square, and we'll be standing outside government buildings.
And are you hoping that the Minister for Children will, the current Minister for Children will come out and have a chat with you?
Well,
she'll be like a lamb to the slaughter there, wouldn't she?
I don't know. No comment.
But I mean, how is it affecting you directly, Sinead? And I know all these issues affect you directly, but in particular, what issues would you say are the most important ones?
I think, you know, the issues are many. I think we need, obviously, investment into early years as a whole. We're off on the move here in Isle Ferry. There's a line of buggies up the front. Which indicates
well, that's good. The parents are there, yeah.
Parents are fully behind it. We need funding into the sector. Early years and childcare is too expensive for parents. But the problem also is that due to over-regulation, administrative costs and lack of successive funding by government, we can't afford to provide a high-quality service. So yeah. we're looking for a doubling of funding starting in September in the lifetime of the next Dáil. Something needs to be done, and it needs to be done fast. And this is to help providers on the ground providing the high-quality service and the parents.
Yeah, which is a win-win for everybody, because, of course, the more the government will fund it, the less the parents will have to pay in the first place.
Absolutely.
Which makes it more affordable for people to go back to work if they need to. Yeah.
Exactly. What's amazing about today is we have everybody here. We have staff, we have providers, we have students, we have unions. This is the first time ever that so many different sectors of childcare and early years have come together. And that's why we have close to 20,000. The scenes here are unbelievable.
And what are they chanting there? I can hear that. Sorry.
They're chanting, what do we want? We want respect. What do we want? We want fair pay. They're chanting. Yeah, there's amazing songs. There's so many songs here. It's amazing.
Claire, is that you? Claire, is that you doing the chanting in the background?
I was doing a bit of shouting my life. Yeah.
Go on, Claire. Get it going again there, Claire. Let's hear it. Go on.
Okay, let's stand up on the steps.
All right, go on, Claire.
Oh, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on, Rona's on the phone. Rona, Niall wants us to do a request. 1, 2, 3. What do we want? What do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want?
Well done to you guys. Are you two? Well, I'm imagining 80% of what's there is women, by the way. So well done to you all, by the way.
There's quite a few men as well.
Oh, no, I'm not saying they're not there to support you, but I'm sure they are. There's probably husbands and wives and everything there.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me just go to Lisa as well. Lisa here on Classic Hits. Hey, Lisa, you had to close your business after 23 years.
I did. Hold on, I got a chance there.
And why did you close it?
So basically, it was a small preschool when I moved from Dublin out to the sticks.
Yeah.
it was something I always wanted to do. So I went back to school, got my qualifications, and I opened in my back garden, in the building.
Okay.
Not my back garden.
Yeah.
And it was great. It, you know, it held 14. That's what it was built for. And then the regulations came in in 96. And, you know, I was always up to scratch.
Yeah, trying to keep up with all the new regulations that come in. Yeah.
But it just got, first of all, what happened in my area was anyone, they just opened so many. They allowed so many big creches and then small creches.
Yeah.
They are small preschools. So literally, I have 12, there's 12 houses in my estate. We all built our own house. And they actually allowed a creche and an after school and a preschool open in a house across the road.
Right, okay.
Like in my cul-de-sac. So, I mean, it was just...
Put you out of business, essentially, nearly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And between that and the regulations and the cost of running it, it just wasn't worth your while anymore.
It was just, and you know what, like, and not getting our wages, my staff got their social welfare for July and August.
Yeah.
And as an owner, you know, we got nothing.
Because you're self-employed,
no wages during July and August, or 2 weeks at Christmas.
So essentially you were working to pay other people and not yourself.
Yeah, and the last year I was in, I literally, my husband, I got a part-time job.
Right.
And between my husband's wages and my part-time job, I subsidised wages.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've been in that position of subsidising a business many years ago, and it's heartbreaking. Yeah. You know, when you're concerned about other people as well, because you're concerned that you don't want them to lose their jobs too.
I had one employee for 23 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So from the day she, you know, so it was. Now I did get her a job, and I got my kids that were kind of going to be with me for that September.
Yeah.
It was in the end of July. I went, you know what? This can't. I can't. And heartbreaking, but literally another preschool that was going to close as well because of numbers.
Yeah.
She would have had my ease, my beliefs, my, if I had a child, I would have sent it to her, you know, that sort of way.
And are you at the protest today? You're not at the protest today, no?
No. Unfortunately, I'm back at my part-time job that's now a full-time job.
All right, but you would have loved to have continued doing what you were doing and looking after children, but it just wasn't financially viable for you to do it.
And I reared my two boys,
okay.
You know, when I could stay at home, you know, and it's a building sitting in my back garden.
All right, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And sure, maybe if things change, you can go back to it again at some point. You never know. Thank you for that, Lisa. By the way, Sinead, just before I go back into the break. Okay, so the plan is to go up to government buildings. By the way, is there any particular political party or politician or independent or anybody that you believe is on your side and has actually helped you or assisted you in any way, or you believe there's a future with?
I mean, I think it's a good question. I think a lot of the political manifestos are really dealing with the cost to parents, which is valid, obviously. But not one has really addressed the fact that, you know, investment needs to go into the providers. I mean, Fine Gael have been government who have invested in it, but that needs to increase significantly.
And have they suggested even at all, as you know, anybody suggested that they will invest more money into it?
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest. I think Fine Gael did, but, you know, and then Fianna Fáil have said something. They're all saying stuff, but like really, they haven't given a specific answer into providers, you know, as yet, that we've seen. But hopefully they will hear the 18,000 voices today and they might listen.
Well, from what I'm gathering here and what I'm gleaming from a lot of people texting in, there's a lot more than 18,000 people there today.
There could be 20. I'm beside the guard here now. I might ask them in a minute.
But you know what? When I was talking to Elaine last week, I was thinking to myself, okay, there'll be a few hundred people out on the streets. That's genuinely, and I'm sorry if that sounds patronising, but that's what I was thinking. I didn't think anywhere close to 20,000. I'm delighted you got that kind of support.
Yeah, it's amazing. We are absolutely delighted. And I think we'd like to say thank you to all the parents out there who have supported them, because it's a brave decision to come out here and close our schools today.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think well done to everybody. And we're doing this for everybody. All of the 4,500 providers in the country.
All right. Well, listen, well done to all of you, yourself and Sinead and Claire and Elaine and everybody that's in the protest today. Well done to you. Big round of applause to everyone here.
All right, thank you.
All right, see you. Bye, ladies. Bye, bye, and best of luck. All right. By the way, if anybody has been affected by the protest, let me know. And if you support them, or maybe there are some people who don't support them, I don't know why you wouldn't support it. To be honest with you, it's your children, it's your future, and these are the individuals out there who are looking after them. A lot of them are being paid pittance, which is a very skilled job, a job they have to look after your children, educate your children in the early years. Niall, you seem very happy about this protest today. Are they not holding up the traffic and affecting the right of people to go about their business? You don't seem to be as happy for other protests as Mike. Mike, I was okay with the farmers on the first day. I think it's okay to do it once. Now, don't get me wrong, if it continued and it was done again and again and again and it was holding up traffic, well, then I might have an issue with it. I had an issue with the farmers the last time because I didn't believe they were going anywhere. And that was the point I was making in relation to the farmers. And yes, you don't have the right to hold up people going about their day-to-day business, but I think one day and one protest is not too bad. Farmers did four of them. That's what I had an issue with. I also had an issue with Extinction Rebellion doing it because they were doing it every day for a week. You know what I mean? You have to understand that people have a right to protest, but not a right to hold up the traffic every single time they want to go out and do it. Once is not a bad idea. And as I mentioned already, we have 26,000 people out there protesting. So in fairness, you know, they've got a lot of support, a lot of support. If they did it again next week, for example, well, then they might start to lose support. But certainly they're getting their message out there. Let me know what you think, by the way. Maybe I'm all wrong to be supporting it, but I absolutely do support them. I think it's a wonderful initiative. I think they're right. I think they need more funding, which in turn makes it easier for parents who are putting their children into these creches and into these daycare centres and early learning centres on a regular basis. Because, of course, that costs you money. And the more money, the more funding they can get, the less they have to charge you. And I'd like to see that being passed on, obviously, to parents to make it easier and more affordable for people to go back to work if they need to do that.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.